Welcome to the Multifamily Zone, where business meets family. We explore what the entrepreneur life looks like from the family perspective. Now, here are your hosts, Julia and Gino Barbaro.
Hey, everyone. This is Julia Barbaro, host of the Multifamily Zone podcast. I'm here with the co-founder of Jake and Gino, my husband and co-host, Gino Barbaro. Hey, Gino.
Hi, Julia. How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
We have a nice show today. It's one of the topics that is near and dear to my heart. It is food. I was in the restaurant business for a long time, and I was surrounded by food all the time. And it was difficult being surrounded by food. But one thing I saw as I worked in the restaurant over the years, I would see families come in and they would be disconnected. Back in the 90s and early 2000s, phones weren't prevalent. Families would come in and they'd sit down and they'd eat a nice meal. Then things started changing. Eating habits started changing. People would come in and they'd all be on their phones. They'd all be disconnected. They were doing a lot of takeout. They're eating on the road. They're eating on the run. They didn't have time for the most basic human need, which is food, which is fuel, which goes into our body, which is what we should be doing every day, being taking care of ourselves. And for me, it was frustrating because I had six children and I knew how important it was to get around the dinner table. I knew how important it was to spend time, at least one meal a day, with your family.
You know, it's important. I love what you said, that it used to be different and it did change. And the great thing that I think is that we can take that back if we choose to. And a lot of people are like, you know, I don't have time. You know what? We can make the time. We ask ourselves, what is important? You know, is that extra sport that the kids do? Is that what's important to you? Or is just being able to sit together with a family? And that even means even if it's just the two of you, even if it's just you and your spouse, that time together every day with a meal is super important.
So what I saw happening was the eating habits changing. Now there's a lot of websites. I don't even know what they're called. Blue Fresh, Blue Oven. I don't know what they are, to be honest with you. But if it's one way to use it, why not use it? Why not order stuff that's pre-packaged and you can have all the ingredients delivered to your house? You can cook together. The idea is to do things together, right? The idea, and we started out, you know, years and years ago with a beautiful garden in the backyard. We were in New York. So we would actually plant vegetables with our children, grow the vegetables with our kids, which was super exciting because then kids actually knew that, hey, vegetables don't come in plastic. They actually come from the ground. They grow. Mm-hmm. So I challenge everybody out there, buy a couple of pots, get some organic topsoil, throw a couple of seeds this springtime, grow some stuff together.
Even and if have it's some just fun. Herbs, right? Herbs change every dish for the better. Even if it's just the herbs in your kitchen.
And this is another thing. It's almost like when you start investing in multifamily real estate, people don't have the patience to start small. Think big, like in multifamily, but start small. Don't start to create oso bugo on your first shot because it's going to be really hard if you've never cooked before. Maybe make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, right? Throw okay. some apples in there. You know, when I was growing up, I was privy to not having that because I was the guy going to high school with the fresh mozzarella and the roasted peppers, and I never knew what peanut butter and jelly sandwich was until I married my wife. And I'm like,
it's like the best
years.
It's the best treat. I wouldn't serve it for lunch, but my kids love it as a snack. I don't know.
And grilled cheese. I never had grilled cheese. Now there's grilled cheese restaurants now. Can you imagine? Right. Yeah. So grilled cheese on a cold winter night with a little bit of tomato soup, it hits the spot. That's all I'm saying.
Well, you can go big with grilled cheese. That's why you can add arugula. You can do blue cheese. I mean, you could do so many things that it's just like a gourmet grilled cheese, you know?
Let me get back to the main topic I was trying to make. You don't have to go really big. Just start simple. Start small. Jump on YouTube. See some videos on how to prepare this or how to cook that and enjoy it and go out. And the other thing I would also challenge everybody to do, if you've never done it before, you might think we're crazy. Me and my wife would go shopping with our kids, the whole family, all eight of us in Trader Joe's. We could barely fit in there. People thought we were crazy, but we made it an adventure out. We would get coffee afterwards. We'd even go to the pizzeria sometimes, get a slice of pizza, sit down and hang out. But we made it a lot of fun. We would do it weekly. And I still go shopping with my kids for grocery shopping. I actually went this morning. I had to get eggs across the street. So I went with Ronica. It was my morning walk before everyone was up. And it's such a great time to spend with the children. Go every week, but take another child, make it like your little trip and go out and plan it, right? When you go there, just don't go nilly-eyed and not know what you're going to get. Write down a list so you can be efficient, you can have fun, not forget anything, and enjoy it.
Well, I think that's a lot of, when I talk to a lot of women out there, especially mothers, you know, it's busy with the kids just to begin with. So the add-on cooking every day is really overwhelming. And I completely get it. I've been there. But I kept doing it because I knew, to me and to my husband, that was super important to us, to be able to cook together, sit down, and actually have that conversation, because that's where you're going to connect with each other during a meal. You know, you can talk about how bad it is, whatever you want to talk about, but that's where you're going to connect with your kids and with your spouse, is at the meal. So the question I ask is, what's stopping you from doing this? What's getting in the way of cooking together and eating together every day? And I don't mean even once a week. If you can only do it once a week, that's awesome. But why not strive for every day?
My wife forgot the most important thing, cleaning up after.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to clean up.
Of course
that's
we don't.
The hardest part.
Right.
And maybe you.
But is that the reason that it's going to stop you?
No, but
I do know someone like that. She's in your family, though.
She's in my
she's
family.
In your family.
She's in my family.
She's never made bacon before because it's too messy. Okay. All right.
So you know what? You can do, buy paper plates, make it easy every now and again to use paper plates instead of using, if you're worried about cleaning up, right? We use paper plates every, you know, a few times a week just to make things a lot easier. Cause when you have 8 plates every night, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, that's a 2 full trays, 2 full.
But even to do the dishes, isn't it worth it? If you make a nice meal,
yes.
See, this is my issue with paper plates. If you make a beautiful meal, to eat on paper plates kind of, you know.
So everyone on this call, you're hearing that. So next time she puts paper plates out, I'm going to say to her,
that's good for
where's
cheese,
the beautiful plates?
You know, grilled cheese is good for paper plates. But I know it's a lot of work. I know it's an effort. I know that there's a mess. I know that. But is it worth it to us? Is it worth that connection with the family? And my opinion and what I've seen from our family for the past 20 years is, yes, it is worth it. Yes, it is difficult. It's a challenge, but you do get better. You know, eventually you'll be great at doing the dishes. You'll be efficient. You'll be quick. The kids will pick it up. And it, you know, it's something else for them to learn.
There's a couple of things that you have to think about also. The health perspective, number one, it supersedes everything, right? Whatever you put into your body, you have to be very careful. Processed foods. You're making a lot of the stuff by yourself. If you're making a protein, you're making, whether it's fish or meat, and you're making a vegetable, a salad, that's important that you have that and you make that yourself instead of buying something prepared all the time. Maybe one night or two nights a week, you go to a grocery store and you buy something prepared, mm-hmm. Go to their salad bar, bring it home. That might be something different. Maybe one night a week, you can order out and have them delivered to the house and then, you know, eat all together. I think the key that we're trying to stress is it's so much fun eating together, shutting off the phones and sitting down and really enjoying it. I love going out to dinner with the kids at restaurants. There's 8 of us. I don't love the check. I don't love the amount, but it is really cool because our kids love to eat. And one of the funny things, when I had the restaurant, we would go in and my children would order everything. They'd order clams casino. They'd order shrimps. They'd order chicken parm. They would order chicken. And now when we go to restaurants, they really can't do that because the bill will be like $1,000 if they do that. So, but they enjoy to eat. We have no food problems. We have, because they see that food is enjoyable. They see that where it comes from. They see how they prepare it. They see the hard work and the love that we put into it. And then when we sit down at the dinner table there, we really concentrate, shut mm-hmm. the TV off. There's never a phone. I don't care if the phone rings for me. If I go with my wife, my phone is in her purse. I don't want it to ring. It's really not a thing that we should have on, and just enjoy the company.
Yeah. One of the challenging things that I go through different cycles of experimental foods and all that, but once in a while, it's a challenge for me just to choose what to make for dinner, to choose what to make tomorrow. And then sometimes you're thinking, okay, I'm going to go grocery shopping once a week and I need to find, you know, a meal for each day of the week. And that can be a challenge for some of us. You know, it's funny. We were just at the grocery store actually a few minutes ago. It's my daughter's birthday. So we went to get something for her dessert tonight. And on the kid's birthday, it's whatever they want, right? It's everything they want for breakfast. So dinner, I said, so what do you want for dinner? You know, it's up to you. We're here at the store. And she's like, wow, this is really, you gave me too many options. All day long, I had to choose what to eat. She's like, how do you do it all the time? She's like, I just don't know what to get. And it is a challenge. And it made me laugh because I struggle with it. She thinks that I don't, but it's a struggle. But just keep it simple. Keep it simple if you can, you know, salad, like some kind of vegetable, a protein, a starch if you want it. Keep it simple. Start simple. And that's what my advice is to anyone. Don't go overboard like Gina said.
In the show notes, I'm going to leave our 33-day meal planner. Julie and I, years ago, when we had Gino's family, we created a meal planner for 33 days. One day was chili, one day was roasted chicken, one day was a fish dish, one day was like a pasta dead night, one day was a soup night, and it all emanated from this book, Family Food and the Friars. We wrote the cookbook for the Friars, and we got a lot of recipes from here, and we ended up making it in creating that 33 days. And it's really cool because if you have something laid out and you don't feel overwhelmed, mm-hmm. you know, it's just like when you're in business, running a household, we always say it's like running mm-hmm. a business. If you wait till the last minute, you're going to feel scattered and you're not going to feel like you're going to accomplish something. But if you plan out your week, everyone does meal preps now. I mean, there's a lot of people out there that buy meal preps, or on Sunday night, especially a lot of millennials, younger people that live by themselves, they cook one meal for 7 days straight or two or three different meals on Sunday. Right. If you're a family and you don't want to do that, think about what you want to cook or prepare for those 5 or 6 days, and then intermingle, intersperse it. One night you might get sushi, one night you might get Thai food, one night you might get Italian, you might enjoy pizza one night. So intersperse it. But I think the most important thing is just to sit down together mm-hmm. and spend a few minutes together and say, hey, what was the best part of your day today? And hey, what did you learn today at school? Mm-hmm. And hey, what do you have planned for tomorrow? And hey, did you finish your homework? All those things at the dinner table. It's something that I was fortunate at the restaurant because I had at least one meal a day, whether it was breakfast, lunch, or dinner. I would always eat at least one meal a day. And then the kids came into the restaurant a lot and sat down and ate with me also. So that was a huge treat for me. So I enjoyed that thoroughly. And I had a lot of fun. And I love eating now. I'm more fortunate because I can eat 2 to 3 meals a day here. I'm working in the office from my house.
More challenging for me.
My wife's cooking every day. But you should see the grocery bill. Holy moly, guacamole. I had good guacamole today. So today, what do we have today? My wife made, she made chopped meat. She had some guacamole on the side, which was awesome. Had a nice salad. And then we had like almost like tacos, right? But it was like half a taco shell. I didn't want the corn, so I had a little half of one, but I had a nice chopped meat. She put a little salsa on. We had some grated organic cheddar cheese on there. So that was today for lunch. Yesterday for lunch was awesome because we had some nice fresh mozzarella and tomatoes. We had like a little eye round of beef that she made in the oven. I like baking things. I like putting things in the oven and forgetting about them. The eye round of beef is really, really delicious. I like throwing in their roasts. I like putting roasted chicken in the oven. It's as if I'm doing
I'm laughing, because it's as if he's cooking. That's why I'm laughing.
I'm just throwing ideas out there. I used it's to cook good. It's every good. Day.
He used to cook at the restaurant.
you know, it's funny. I give everybody a tip. If you want to take credit for somebody, when people come over the house, what I do is people are coming into the house. I run in the kitchen. I get on an apron.
I don't think you did this purposely.
Well, I didn't do it purposely. Yeah. I start chopping some spices or some herbs up, and I throw it in. Everyone goes, oh, wow, Gino's cooking. And, yeah. and I get all the credit for it. And they're like,
every time
this
people
is delicious.
Came over, every single time, it was just really weird. He literally was stirring something and tasting it. And then every time, Gino, this is so good.
Those who are exalted shall be humbled, and those who are humbled.
I didn't make a big deal until now. Exalted. Until now. Yeah.
Well, it's great. I mean, it's a lot of fun. And utilize these websites. You know, go on YouTube. It really isn't difficult to cook. If even nowadays, they have chicken stock where you can buy in the store instead of having to cook your own chicken stock.
Well, that's the thing. Is sometimes we're just overwhelmed and we just avoid it. And that's what I'm noticing, is that people are just so busy in their life and they avoid cooking. And I feel like that we create memories for our children, right? We create memories for ourselves. What memories are you leaving for them? Because they're going to grow up. You know how we grow up and we remember our mom cooking or our grandparent cooking. And we do remember that. Any smell that we have later on in life or a taste of a food that we have brings back memories. So what are we leaving to our children? And that's so important. What is important to you? And so from there, it's like, all right, you want to cook, you want to sit down. What is overwhelming? Figure out what the part is that's overwhelming and work at that. If it's the mess, as you're cooking, clean up. It's a very simple tip, but it makes all the difference. If you have a child that likes to cook, have them help you. If your husband likes to, you can have him help you too. I'm going off from what I know. My brother-in-law, Marco, cooks. He likes cooking. That's different. We like to cook together. But another tip that I just want to share with you is that the kids do like certain foods, and it's always nice to have them give you some advice. You know, mom, can we have this Monday night? Give another kid or your husband or your wife another night to choose the meal. That actually takes it off of you who's cooking. So it's easier to buy the foods for them.
So one of my early memories of childhood of cooking was with my grandmother, and she lived in a house in a duplex with my aunt. We would go into her basement, and downstairs she had the wash machine and the dryer. And on top of that, we had a wood table, and we would make homemade gnocchi down there. And we would make pasta, stracciatelle. We'd make lasagna sheets, raviolis. And I remember making that with her. And then every time I made them in the restaurant or I made them for a customer, or I taught my kids how to make them, I've got a video on how to make them. It was so cool. I wish my grandmother was a little bit, you know, younger, because I would have had her on YouTube. We would have had a nice YouTube channel together. But it just wasn't around when she was around. But it was a lot of fun. And every time I think about gnocchi, we had them the other night at a restaurant. I'm like, this is just like grandma. So, you know, food is really important. And it's based about the culture. And that's what it is when you go to Italy. People slow down. They slow down and they enjoy their meal. They have to spend 2 or 3 hours. Maybe that is a little too extreme nowadays. But listen, when you have a Sunday meal, you want to really enjoy the meal, stay with the family, have a nice lunch, and then afterwards have a little bit of a dessert, really enjoy it, sit down with the family. Can you guys think of a time when you spent with a family member and just stop and think about that for a second and how powerful that is? And if you can have that memory with your children, and then when they get older, they're going to say, hey, I used to do this with my mother and my dad or my grandparents. It's a powerful memory.
Mm-hmm. It so is. I'm so happy that you mentioned that, Gina, because you know, that's my point, is what memories are we leaving with our children about us, about our parents, and so on. So that's something to think about. And if you're not happy with where you are right now, we can change it. You know, we can change that. Like we were talking about the restaurant, everyone's on the devices and all. We do have the power to change it.
So food was so central to me also, that when we go to my grandmother's house, she'd make this espresso, this coffee.
Oh gosh.
And I bring her the desserts, the Napoleon desserts, right? And I mean, talk about sugar. And it's not healthy for you. But hey, once a month or once every 3 weeks, you make it your cheat day. I mean, it was really, really delicious. And what a great memories I had with my grandmother growing up. It was really cool. So, I mean, that's something that I'll have for the rest of my life. I'll cherish it for the rest of my life. It was a great time and I connected with her over the food. You know, look at the food planner that we have down there, 33 days. Pull a few days out. Make it fun. Make it enjoyable. You don't have to spend hours and hours cooking. Maybe make a little bit extra, freeze some, have some for leftovers, whatever it is, but just enjoy and have fun, and don't make it look as if it's a chore. And the other thing is, when you get into habits, think about that book that I always like to talk about, The Atomic Habits. It's not about the goal. It's about the system, about the process. Becoming, you know, forming a habit is difficult, but once you do it once and you do it again and you put it on a calendar, my wife loves to say, schedule it. Schedule it out. Make it every Monday. We're going to do taco night or whatever it is, and just try to get into a rhythm and then try to start doing that. That might be a way for you to start the process.
That's great, Gino. You know, I really would love if you would email me just the memory, like Gina was talking about, the memory from a family member or something that reminded you of a certain food. I love to hear people's stories like that. And also send me something that you're doing now with your children or with your husband, or even as an adult doing with your parents or your siblings or something. I do love those stories. And so if you want to email me at juliabarbaro@gmail.com.
And another way that we utilize food is when we go down to the cook for the fryers. If you want to go cook at a soup kitchen, that's a great way to share food. And it really brings joy to people. I mean, when you create a great meal, it's something that's unexplainable. It brings so much happiness to everybody. Yeah. When we cook on Thanksgiving there's over 150 people there. I mean, we've got different things going on. We have penne vodka on Thanksgiving. We've got green beans, which are green. We've got sweet potatoes. We've got mashed potatoes. We've got the turkey. We've got spiral ham. We've got, you know, stuffing. We've got so many things going on there. And it's just an amazing thing to be able to share with people. Mm-hmm. So if you have that gift, think about going out and cooking for a soup kitchen. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So just, you know, if we look at food as food, just something to eat, just get us through the day, let's look at it as a meal. Let's look at it as a meal to just come together as a family or as friends, as a community, and just share your day, share your week, share your life stories with other people.
Let me share one other thing with the listeners. For all of you on YouTube, we have The Honeybee. The Honeybee came out. It's another book that Jake and I wrote. It's about creating multiple streams of revenue. It has really nothing to do with food other than it's another
make
one,
honey.
It's another one of my passions. And I just, you know, I think it's an amazing book. I think, you know, we did a good job writing it in parable form. I mean, our kids are reading it right now, and it's just a great book to just expand your horizons, expand your mind. And if you like, Family Food and the Fryers is on Amazon. Go take a look at it. It's another great book that we have all of our recipes on there. We have an online training platform for all the recipes for Family Food in the Fryer. So if you'd like that, you can see all of the recipes in the cookbook. Email me at gino@jakeandgino.com and I can send you the link to sign in for free. And you'll have all the recipes on video.
That was fun making those videos, that's for sure.
Anything else?
No. I just challenge everyone, like you said, to just, you know, go at it, get out of your comfort zone, cook something that you wouldn't normally make. Keep it simple though. Clean up as you go, get the kids involved, get your husband involved. Any other friends, family that want to come over, have cook fest, whatever.
And don't worry if it doesn't come out good the first five or six times. It's okay. You know, it's not going to taste like Mario Batali or whoever.
Well, that makes for good memories when it doesn't come out okay.
Well, then it makes for hungry people, and that might be worse, but you know, in the short run, but it's not supposed to be perfect. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, you made it together and you spent time together, a little glass of wine for the parents and just hanging out, and you'll be surprised. Yeah. It's a lot of fun.
And I have to say, when you're away, I know you don't do breakfast for dinner, but when my husband's away, we always go breakfast for dinner. It's the simplest thing to make. We make eggs and bacon. Kids are full, they go to bed, it's all good.
That's why they do it, because to me, that's blasphemous. You never eat pancakes in the evening.
I don't make pancakes. It's sometimes like having French toast.
It's like having hot dogs in the morning. You just don't do that.
We could do that.
You can do anything. It's carte blanche. That's what my wife is trying to say, but she waits for me not
There's
to
no
be
rules,
here.
There's no rules, unless Gino's over.
No. Anyway, thanks a lot, Julia, and thanks to everyone for listening. If you'd like to leave a review, that'd be great. Until next time, we'll see you guys
later. Everyone.